don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be, but that's why you come to us.
That's right. We are here to help you ease the pain of whatever it is that you have to break to someone.
That's right. Yep. And this morning, we actually have Axel on the phone. Good morning, Axel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my man. Good. So tell us, who do you have to break the bad news to?
My friend Zeke.
Okay. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, I knew Zeke for a while, and I'm suspecting that his wife's cheating on him, multiple men.
Oh, really? Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, I was relaxing on his balcony when I first noticed that Zeke and his kids would leave the house, and a different guy showing up, and actually he was much younger, and noticed that he was going there for a while, and I felt like I should say something, but, you know, I just didn't really want to, you know, jump to conclusions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know Zeke's a hardworking man, and he provides for his family, and I doesn't think that he deserves this.
Wow. Mm. So when you say, like, multiple, are you talking about, like, different guys throughout the entire day? Like, when he's working?
Yeah. I mean, up to, like, two to three guys sometimes.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and you guys are obviously neighbors, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so this is, I hope they don't have children. Do they have children?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay, well, I can assume how this is, you know, how anyone would respond to this. Either just going to freak out or...
Yeah.
Sometimes people get nervous, though, about relaying cheating when it comes to people that they know that are being cheated on. Because, you know, some people take it off as you're lying or that's not true or, you know.
Or like, you know, like you're snooping into someone's business.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're a neighbor and you're seeing this as you're looking across the way, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It would look strange to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this is a point where you want to mind your own business, but then at the same time, it's like you can't help but notice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you, unfortunately, break this horrible news to your buddy that you've been watching his wife like bring in several men into their house when he's gone.
Okay.
All right. All it's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun predicament, especially when it comes to Axel this morning.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in.
So, So once again, Axel is calling because he sees his neighbor, his buddy, Zeke, who's married. After he leaves with the kids, multiple men will come to his house while his wife is home. Not a good thing.
That's
So this is what we'll do. We'll mute our line, Axel. You'll be able to hear Tracy and I through the phone. Zeke will not. And then eventually we'll chime in to help you with this call. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Hello.
Hello, Zeke.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. What's going on?
Hey, man. I got some bad news for you. I don't know how to break this to you, but I'm home during most of the day, and you know, I kind of keep an eye on the neighborhood for any type of activity going on in the neighborhood, and I should just bring this to you just as is. I've been noticing multiple guys going over to your house while you're not home, and I just thought I had to break it to you. I just don't know what your relationship with your wife is at the moment, but I just wanted to let you know what was going on.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Oh, really?
Oh, wait a minute. We need to break in.
Yeah, we got to break in.
Hi, good morning. Is this Zeke?
Yeah.
Hi, Zeke.
Hi.
This is Chris and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush. We're friends of your buddy Axel, who happens to be your neighbor, calling in to break this news.
Yeah.
About random men coming into your house.
Seriously, dude, you wanted to make this a big public issue?
Well, it's not a big public issue. It's just
it is now.
I don't
mind him coming to me with something he's concerned about, but to put it all over the city, that's kind of a dick move.
If
you're concerned about somebody, that's fine. You don't show concern by just like sharing it with half the world. But here's the deal.
Oh my gosh.
My wife is a sex therapist and she specializes in sexual dysfunction. And she recently had a new client coming who's particularly a younger guy. So I'm well aware of people coming over because her office is in our house.
So
I hope you'll turn this into an advertisement and she'll get more business out of it. We get a free commercial here?
Sure, my man. Go ahead.
Private.
Wow. Well, you know what? Honestly, Zeke, he was really doing this out of concern and that he cared for you. Yeah. I don't think he meant to be like abrasive as kind of you are to her.
No, but look, if I really was concerned and cared about someone, I don't think I'd post it all over the radio. I mean, why don't you make a Facebook post while you're at it? I mean, that's really not a really cool way to share such a major topic if he actually thought my wife was cheating.
Right.
Well, we have a lot of people that come to us.
Yeah. I mean, we look at it as, you know, you just need some help.
Advice.
You have to, advice. And
you're helping other people out.
No, you don't. Come on. You use it as entertainment.
What?
What? No.
Well, I mean, yes, the show is for entertainment.
Because this isn't on the radio and people aren't sitting in their car laughing their butts off.
Oh, I don't think they think
well,
it's
not
funny.
Not at the beginning of the situation.
Mm-mm,
no,
it was
that
very
was
sad.
Like
yeah,
very
exactly.
serious.
Exactly, you
actually.
Know what I'm saying.
So
you realize this could have gone so off the rails.
So Axel, really, this phone call is between you two. So how? I mean, are you guys going to be okay?
Oh yeah, we're fine.
They'll get over it.
He knows I'm going to call him a. He's going to buy me a case of beer and we'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. See?
That's why I love
That's why I love guys. Like, women are way too sensitive.
That's right.
Oh, and by the way, Axel, my lawn needs to be mowed and I'm out of town this weekend. So thanks in advance.
thanks, man.
Maybe I could come schedule an appointment with your wife.
Oh, dude. All right. Yeah. Now we're just crossing the line.
That's hilarious.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.